My fellow humans of planet Earth, good day, good week, happy holy day. They're all holy. Yes, I am Nick Legacy. This is Wandering Rhythms on CJSF 90.1 FM. We are broadcasting from an adorably sunny Burnaby Mountain here on Simon Fraser University campus, Burnaby, BC, just east of Vancity. And this is here, the land of Coast Salish people, including the Musqueam, the Tsleil-Waututh, and the Squamish Nations, amongst many others that stretch across this vast, vast country we now call Canada. And yes, this is 2 hours now, Wandering Rhythms of music that spans planet Earth. And the show is humble in its delivery, but in its spectrum, it is very vast. So expect in the first hour us to explore a lot of new music scenes from many corners of the planet. And in the second hour this week, we are traveling to a hitherto unexplored corner of the planet, Bashkortostan. Yeah, that's right. There are new places always emerging, and Bashkortostan is a republic of Russia, and it is not far from Kazakhstan, but it is a sort of semi-autonomous place where the Bashkir people have a lot of musical wonders to explore. And I was especially blown away this time with the amazing amount of music I found. So it'll actually be hard in an hour to do a spectrum of music from Bashkortostan. So yeah, a lot of new stuff between rock and a little bit of hip hop, a lot of electronic music, and some good old folk tunes. You'll get to know this very lovely corner of the planet. So yes, that's in an hour though. We have a lot of things to do before then, and I'm going to start with a band that I discovered their new record. I played them previously on the show. It was a nice discovery. And they have an album coming out April 4th, just a month exactly in the future. And a group of three ladies from Argentina, they're from the southernmost part of Argentina, from Patagonia, and two sisters, the Turco sisters, Sofia and Clara, grew up there in a very isolated part of the world, listening to 90s hip-hop, imported from the U.S. and some Spanish language hip hop as well. And then they met their dear friend and third member of the group. Her name escapes me, but yes, the third member of the group, yes, Clara Miglioli, joined them and crashed their hip hop party with a bunch of soul music and traditional Latin sounds, and they began mixing vocal harmonies with their love for hip-hop. So they've come up with something very unique and very Argentine. Femina is their name, F-E-M-I-N-A. And on this album of theirs, brand new, coming out, they have traveled to New York to record with the great producer Will Holland, a.k.a. Quantic. So this is his first album produced in his new Selva Studios in New York City, and features Iggy Pop on this one song. This is the weirdest combo I've heard in a while. Iggy Pop, British punk rocker, and he's pretty subdued on this song, but I hope you enjoy this. It's called Resist by Femina from their upcoming album Perlas y Conchas. Resist on Wandering Rhythms.
He estado pensando, está resistiendo. sido? ¿Quién he sido? ¿Ha desaparecido? ¿Quién se ha ido? ¿Seré yo? Ando buscando los secretos en lo perdido. Tanto misterio en lo desconocido. ¿Quién he sido? ¿Ha desaparecido? ¿Quién se ha ido? ¿Seré yo? Ecos en la lejana suavidad. Aurora boreal en la ciudad. Viniéndola, cantándola. Con la que siempre refleja más allá. Río rosado.
Yeah, that was tasty. Ooh, nice music there from New York City. That is Combo Lulo right there. The song was The Sieve and the Sand. And that's brand new music on Names You Can Trust Records. Always full of amazing Latin stuff. Although that one definitely blurs boundaries between Ethiopian jazz in the first half and then this amazing laid-back dub music in the second half. So, yeah, always fun. And, yeah, that's a cool band. Combo Lulo. Lulo, by the way, is the most delicious fruit that we cannot get here in North America. It is from South America. It's related to the kiwi, but it's orange. And, yeah, I don't know how it never made the trip out north, but one day expect Lulos in your grocery store or not, but I hope they are. That's a total side note. Nothing to do with music. The Sieve and the Sand right there. And before that instrumental piece, we heard two all-lady lineups. Yes, we heard La Luz from... Wow, they're from Seattle. I thought they're from California. Yeah. Oh, I guess they moved up there. Huh. All right. Well, La Luz, the light. And a very nice four-piece of surf rock and roll. Updated for the 21st century with beautiful female harmonies. It's so nice. Cicada was the song from their most recent album. Came out last year called Floating Features. La Luz. And we started off the program with a band from way further down south, Argentina, Femina. New song from their upcoming album, Perlas y Conchas. We heard Resist featuring the great Iggy Pop in a very, very subdued performance, for him at least. Yeah, no screaming, just some very deep sandpaper growling. Resist. So there you go. Some fun music to start the show. And next, we're just going to jump into something very new and very unique. And it's one of the most interesting takes on heavy metal that I've heard in a very long time. Sometimes bands, you know, being kind of nerdy... nerdy people, heavy metal. No. Okay, I'm gonna start over. Heavy metal, they tend to throw things into the mix. Like, you know, we got a lot of medieval sounding stuff, but it's usually like just kind of a little bit of flute, like for 10 seconds, and then just what you expect from death metal. But this band, throughout the entire album, mixes circus music with metal. And that sounds maybe like Insane Clown Posse or something. Like, it might be, you know, a little bit cheesy, but no, this is really authentic. It seems like these guys are actually clowns. They just certainly look like them in their clown makeup. So this is a band from Paris, which is a great place for a band that mixes metal and clown music, I think. They're called Grand Guignol Orchestra. And they just put out this album in February. It's called... No, I'm mixing the whole thing up. The band's actually called Pensée Nocturne, and the album's called Grand Guignol Orchestra, which is confusing when an album's called Orchestra. But anyways, here we're going to hear a song called Poil de Lune, and let your mind go wild in the future of heavy metal clown music. This is probably the first of a genre. All right, enjoy.